Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to look at the letters E and W when they're next to each other. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper with your pencil. You write neatly. I will too. And then go ahead and put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. So I said we're going to talk about the letters E, W. When E and W are next to each other, E, W, this is the sound that it makes. Ooh. Ew. No, it makes the ooh sound. So I want you to look at your picture and I want to see if you can find this, okay? Here I go. D-ooh. Do. I know this one's, I'm starting out with tricky. Here's do. I want you to think about the dew that is on the grass in the morning after it's night and there's moisture in the air and it's kind of looks like rain, but it's really not and the grass is wet. That is dew. Do you see the dew on the little plants? They're like, it's not raining, but do you see? Okay, let's find our green crayon because we need to color the dew on the plants. So find any kind of a green crayon. There are three plants in the picture. There's one by the fence and two by the kite. I want you to color all of them green. But the dew is the water coming off the plants. It's the moisture in the air. Usually you'll see dew in the morning. I hope I'm not alone here. I see dew in the morning. I take my dog to the park and my shoes get all wet. And it's not because it rained. It's because there's dew from the nighttime and the moisture. And so the grass is all wet and it's from the dew. Do you know what I'm talking about? I hope so. So dew has our EW. It's not the do like, hey, I know how to do that. I'm not talking about that kind. I'm talking about the kind that means wet. So do, the kind that means wet, like on these plants, has our EW. It's spelled with an EW. And EW says ooh. D-ooh. The do on these plants are the little wet droplets. Don't forget to color the one back by the fence. We're going to color all three plants, and then we'll color the dew, the little droplets. You know, we can color those blue. What do you think? To show that it's kind of like water? How about that? All right, dew has our EW. When you see EW together, it makes the ooh sound. Dew. D-ooh. I finished coloring all of my plants. I'm going to find a light blue-green color, and I'm going to color the little droplets, the dew, the wetness, the moisture, blue. So I'm going back through, and I'm just coloring those. Some of them are a little bit green because I colored over them, but that's okay. It's all right. Take about 3 more seconds to color all the plants and all the dew, the wet droplets, the dew. That's when your shoes get wet. Because the grass is wet, and it's not because it's rained. It's just moisture in the air. D-ooh has our E-W. Okay, look for this one. Ready? Ch-ooh. Ch-ooh. Chew. You see that cow? That cow has a big old mouth full of grass, and he is going to chew and chew it. So let's color the grass sticking out of his mouth green. We just had our green crayon, so use your green crayon. Color that grass sticking out of his mouth green because he is going to chew and chew it. And then put that green crayon down and let's color our cow. Let's color him. Let's do a brown cow. Let's do a brown cow. Go ahead and color the cow brown. So the cow can chew and chew. Chew has our EW ooh. Ch ooh. EW says ooh, like in chew and do. Chew and do say ooh. And they rhyme. So I could say, please do not chew the do. You can't chew do because do is water and it's hard to chew. How do you like that? I love when words rhyme because then I can sing a song about the words because they rhyme. Do not chew the do. It's hard to chew the do because do is water and water is hard to chew. Oh, it's a great song. Should be on the radio. Take 3 more seconds for your cow who will chew and chew the grass. 3, 2, 1. All right. Do you see the little girl? Do you see the bubbles? She blew the bubbles. Blue, blue. She blew the bubbles. I'm not talking about the color word. The color word blue actually doesn't have our EW. I'm talking she blew the bubbles like the wind blew, like this. Do you hear that? Blue. Let's color the bubbles. Let's do purple. Let's color the bubble coming out of her mouth. Let's go ahead and color that a really light purple. Color it a light purple so you can kind of still see it. See her mouth and her cheeks and see that she blew it. She blew that bubble. And then color the wand that she's holding purple and color the bottle purple, the bottle of bubbles, the bubble bottle. She blew the bubbles. Blue, blew the bubbles, chew the grass. Do on the plants, do blue, chew. These all have EW. EW says ooh. Take 2 more seconds for the bubbles. 2, 1. So she blew the bubbles. The cow will chew the grass, and the grass has do. Look for this one for me. All right, this is going to be the boy's name. Ready? St. Ooert, Stewart, Stewart. His name is Stewart. Let's color Stewart's hair yellow. Stewart has our EW sound. Stewart. He has the EW in his name, and it says ooh, like do and chew and blue. Now we have Stewart. Stu has the EW and he has yellow hair. Stuart has yellow hair. Let's color Stuart's shirt orange. Do you have an orange crayon? Let's color Stuart's shirt orange. Stuart has EW. EW says ooh, like in blue and do and chew. And now we have it in Stuart. Stuart. Let's color Stuart's shorts brown. Let's color his shorts brown. So Stuart has on orange t-shirt and a brown pair of shorts. They don't have bows on them. Those bows belong to the kite, just in case you were wondering. So that's Stuart. And listen to what Stuart did. Take 3 more seconds to finish coloring his clothes. 3, 2, 1. Stuart, full ooh, full ooh, flew. Yeah, flew. Stuart flew that kite. He flew the kite. That's what Stuart did. Flew is another one of our words. Let's color. Oh, let's make our kite 2 different colors. Let's make a red and a blue kite. You decide which parts to color red and which parts to color blue. You decide. So he flew the kite. You go ahead and do part red, part blue. You make the choice. Any kind of red. He flew the kite. Here's something else to know. The kite was n-oo. The kite was n-oo. New, yes. This was a new kite, and he flew the new kite. Flew and new have our EW. You can hear it. Full ooh. Ooh, new. New, do, chew, flew, blue. All of these have our EW letters, and EW says ooh. Don't forget to color the bows on your kite. I'm going to do some of them blue. I'm going to do two of them blue and two of them red. You decide. You get to decide. You're in charge of the kite, the new kite. Ooh. Stuart flew the kite. Okay. Take three more seconds for your kite and the bows. Three, two, one. All right, I'm going to tell you the girl's name, the one that blew the bubble. Ready? Jewel. 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 Her name is Jewel. Let's color Jewel's hair black. If you can't find a black crayon, you can use your gray. You can use your pencil. That'll work just fine. It will show that it's gray, but it'll be all right. So her name is Jewel. She has an EW in her name. EW says, ooh, jewel. That's her name. A jewel could also be like a ring or a necklace or a bracelet or earrings. That could be a jewel, like a ruby or a diamond. But it's her name, Jewel. And she has black hair. And then let's do a red crayon. I'm gonna use my red violet crayon for her shirt. But any kind of red would work. You pick the red crayon for Jewel's shirt. Jewel and Stuart both have our EW spelling. And EW says what? Ooh. EW says ooh, like do and chew and blue and flew. All right, and let's color Jewel's pants. Let's make them. What haven't we really used yet? What do you think? We haven't really. We used orange and red and purple and green. We've used a lot of them. Sure, let's do pink. We haven't used our pink. Let's make her pants pink. Find your pink crayon and let's make her pants pink. Jewel has on pink pants. Jewel has on pink pants. Okay, be almost finished with that. Take three more seconds. Three, two, one. Let's find our pencils. Look at number one. I am going to name the picture for you. If you hear our EW oo sound, I want you to circle it. If you hear our EW oo sound, okay? Number one shows a screw. Screw. Yes, circle the screw. The next picture shows sauce. S-os. No, leave it alone. The next picture shows blue. She blew the flower, blue. Yes, circle it, because she blew the bubble in our picture. How about coin? Coin. No, leave it alone. How about crown? Crown. No. And then this, she drew a picture. Drew. Drew. Yes, circle drew. So check it. You should have circled screw, blue, the girl who blew the flower, and drew. Very good. All right, let's do number two. Let's read it. It says, ooh. Yes, new. Trace the circle around EW. The kite was new. Move over, fill in the missing letters so we can write new. We need EW, so it says new. Move over, let's write the whole word. Ooh is EW. Check it. You should have written NEW. Number three, let's write stew. St ooh. St Ooh, yes. Trace the circle around EW for stew. A stew is like a soup, has meat in it usually. Stews can be really yummy in the winter time. Let's fill in the missing letters for stew. Write EW and then scoot over. Let's write the whole word. S T. Ooh, what two letters? E. W. Say stew. Check it. You should have STEW. All right, number four. This is showing a big black cauldron with stuff out the top. It's called a brew. Brew. Let's write brew. B R. Ooh, which two letters do we need? E W. Brew. You should have B R E W. And number five. Oh my goodness, it shows that she grew. Let's write the word grew. G R R. Ooh, what two letters? E W. Look at it. You should have G R E W. Grew. Boys and girls, what does E W say? Ooh, you rock, I roll, together we rock and roll. Yeah, thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.